Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, the words most heard in the theater community these days, hope and health. Not so different from other communities, of course, but there is legitimate anticipation about entertainment opening up, though only with the strictest protocols. The newest sign of cultural rebound, the Public Theater, expects to present Shakespeare in the Park this summer, restarting a beloved tradition that 2020 canceled for the first time in its history. "People want to celebrate," said Oscar Eustace, the public's artistic director, who apparently was himself infected with the virus. "This is one of the great ways that theater can make a celebration." Well, amen to that. But even in states like Texas and Montana that have ended mask mandates and declared themselves open for business without restriction, well, there is concern, and not all are on board. The Alley Theater, for example, in Houston, has canceled its March performances of 1984. The season at Montana Repertory Theater in Missoula remains all remote. But companies are nothing if not creative. The Phoenix Theater Company in Arizona and Esolo Repertory Theater in Sarasota, Florida, both pivoted outdoors late last year. The Arizona company borrowed a garden area at the church next door to erect a stage, while a solo rep built a stage over its front steps. Now, back in New York, where you are, the Vineyard Theater in Union Square seems to be doing a bit of everything. It sent out a notice saying, "Our current plan is to open our doors again in the fall with the return of Lucas Nate's Dana H." That's a one-woman play that I reviewed here. "Over the coming months," it goes on to say, we will bring you world premiere work, both online and outdoors. At the same time, we are taking this opportunity to do a complete renovation and upgrade improved ventilation, bringing fresh air into every part of the building. Well, I would say many other off-Broadway houses will likely do the same. I might add that there are claims of discrimination brewing, since guidelines for live theater stand in contrast to those for movie houses. Whereas no live theater in Los Angeles County, for example, where I am currently, may operate indoors while the region is in what is called the red tier, indoor movie theaters can operate at 25% capacity or 100 people, whichever is fewer. We are both surprised and disappointed to find that the live performing arts continue to be treated so differently from other sectors with similar concerns, said the chief executive of Center Theater Group. That's one of the city's major theatrical entities. And so it goes. And so we continue to view what remains virtual, digital, streaming, pick your term. Let's start with tonight, when the WP Playwrights Lab, in collaboration with Red Bull's company, presents Galatea by M.J. Kaufman. Now, this one has political correctness all over it, described as a trans love story set against the backdrop of a climate crisis. It's loosely based on a 1585 play and tells the story of two young people who escape a threatening situation by dressing up as boys and running away to the woods where they fall in love. Well, something entirely different, and I am guessing maybe a little more fun, is the Thanksgiving play. Oh yes, the holiday timing is way off, but the casting is newsworthy. As part of what's called the Spotlight on Plays series, Keanu Reeves, Heidi Schreck, and Bobby Cannavale have signed up for a live-streamed reading of the Thanksgiving play that's written by Larissa Fasthorse. It's a satire in which a school drama teacher decides to put on a culturally sensitive Thanksgiving pageant, except she can't find any Native Americans to participate. I saw this one, and I remember laughing from start to finish. That begins March 25th and plays through the 29th. You can find it on BroadwaysBestShows.com. That's BroadwaysBestShows.com. Now, meanwhile, at the George Street Playhouse, you can watch Fully Committed by Becky Moe, directed by David Saint. This is a clever, I believe, one-character piece about getting into a restaurant. It was a popular hit. It comes back often. This one you can watch on demand starting tomorrow. Again, that's George Street Playhouse, and that starts tomorrow. And the Irish Rep continues to offer all kinds of diverse memories, including a lighthearted one that we associate most likely with Judy Garland. Meet Me in St. Louis is a family musical taking place in 1904 with songs including The Trolley Song and The Boy Next Door. And the Mint Theater has just put up another streaming of one of its past productions, Yours Unfaithfully. I remember that being a delightful one. And then there is Access Theater's critically acclaimed stage production of Storm Reading at www.luketheater.org in Santa Barbara. This was a groundbreaking play when it premiered in 1988, and it led to a six-year tour across the USA, Canada, and England. Now, Storm Reading is based on the experiences of one Neil Marcus, a poet, humorous philosopher, and a disability culture icon. Marcus lives with a neurological disorder called dystonia, which impacts his ability to speak and control movement. Storm Reading introduces audiences to his perspective on living one's life as a truly bold and authentic journey. Again, that's through the Loop Theater in Santa Barbara. And I'm glad to see the Jack Canforest play called Jericho remains available now through the Next Normal site or one called Streaming Stage Company. This one also takes place at Thanksgiving, but while there is humor, there is also family drama and trauma, and it's beautifully performed. And speaking of beautifully performed, the most notable play that I streamed this past week was 3 Days of Rain. That was produced by Manhattan Theater Club. Now, this one was written by Richard Greenberg, a renowned playwright who runs hot and cold and is always a bit overwordy. The last production of this one on Broadway was an instant sellout as it starred Julia Roberts, Bradley Cooper, and Paul Rudd. And yet it was roundly criticized for many reasons. Roberts in particular took a beating. Well, this new reading featured Bradley Whitford, John Slattery, and Patricia Clarkson. And I stuck with its 2 hours just to watch these three talents close up and personal. Now here is where Zoom and its brethren really work. It's almost too intimate a play to fill a stage, so here we just get to hear some great lines. She's exactly like you, only old. Your epiphanies never mean anything. Spoken by actors who are age-appropriate and listen and speak as the people they're portraying. I would not be surprised if MTC makes this one available, so keep an eye out. And in keeping with the weekly updates on my reading of the 800-page Tom Stoppard biography, I've just read a fascinating section on Stoppard's relationship with and comparisons to Harold Pinter. Theater people often compared their experience of working with them, writes biographer Hermione Lee. Stoppard's patient presence in rehearsal, engaged and responsive, would be set against Pinter's legendary intransigence. Well, I must say it is truly amazing how Stoppard was and is still with us. Every production of his plays around the world, he would fly to go to opening night, work during rehearsal, and even make alterations based on others' suggestions. Harold Pinter, that was not his style. And finally, we talked last week about what kinds of shows people are going to want to see when all this ends. Well, will they want to get as far away as possible with revivals like The Music Man and Plaza Suite? Will they stay away from anything that reminds them of what we've suffered through? Well, one production that has just been announced seems to aim to combine the two emotions, joy and pandemic, from the always ambitious Taylor Mack, is set during, well, another influenza, the pandemic of 1918. Well, it's set to have its premiere in September at the Magic Theater in San Francisco. And if all goes according to plan, it will be with an in-person audience. So, Jill, as we say, stay tuned.
So, it's looking like life is going to resume.
It is indeed, especially I know in your real area, in the Berkshires and that whole, they really are doing, or they were doing nice outdoor stuff. And I guess as we're moving into spring, more is going to happen.
And how welcome is that?
Yeah, you know, the Great Barrington and... Well, you have such wonderful theater out there. And, you know, what can I say? Things are looking hopeful. But everybody is being very cautious. And the big, as we always say, the big question is, will people pay the money to go sit in a live theater? We'll see how the movie theaters did this week as they began opening up. That might give us some indication, but, you know.
Well, the other thing that needs to be considered is, you know, certainly I don't know how accurate movie theaters are because younger people are, when I say younger, we'll see what happens to the price of tickets, let's just say, because if you are reliant on an older demographic to pay,
right,
you're going to have more trepidation than
right.
if you are dealing with, you know, a different demographic.
Yeah, demographic. If you're 25 and you want to see the next Avengers or the next, you know.
You're going out. You're already out. You know, newsflash.
Yeah, and you can wear a mask, I guess. They'll probably still ask for that. I see movie theaters are still asking for that. Yeah, but they'll go for anything. They're right now in Florida on spring break. So we'll see where the next surges come from. But anyway, there's still a lot to watch at home, and I hope we don't get too used to it. But there is something very tempting about, you know, sitting back in your pajamas and clicking on your laptop and watching three great actors read some great lines. But no, we're all rooting for the real thing.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.